This is Tested from WUNC, a look at how we're responding to the day's challenges in North Carolina and the South. I'm Rusty Jacobs.
Support for Tested comes from Duke Health.
One of the economic sectors gut-punched by the COVID-19 pandemic was independent live music venues, ostensibly shut down by limits on crowd sizes. But as case numbers decline and public health restrictions lift, clubs in North Carolina and across the country are scheduling indoor on-site performances for the first time in more than a year. The coffee bar at Saxapahaw's Haw River Ballroom hasn't served paying customers since mid-March 2020.
Same time as the ballroom, we shut it all down together because we're linked in one ballroom box, and the coffee shop has just been a way to have an open space for the community to gather.
But the shutdown hasn't stopped Heather Lagarde from using the coffee bar's espresso machine and serving up a cappuccino to an occasional guest.
Do you like a strong one?
Yeah.
Lagarde co-owns and operates the Haw River Ballroom with her husband, Tom. The ballroom can accommodate a crowd of 715 and anchors a mixed-use entertainment and cultural complex made out of a renovated cotton mill and dye house in the unincorporated village of Saxapahaw. For the first time in more than a year, the ballroom is preparing to welcome audiences back for outdoor concerts in August and indoor performances starting in September.
Just my whole throat closes up, or some kind of tight, wonderful, and apprehensive feeling happens as you think about being responsible for bringing people together to spaces. But at the same time, I cannot wait.
Sitting on a terrace overlooking the nearby Haw River on a warm June morning, Heather Lagarde and I were joined by Frank Heath, longtime owner-operator of Cat's Cradle, the famed Carrboro music venue. They looked back at the past 14 months and ahead to the return of on-site audiences.
Our last show was March 6th, which was Mark Broussard, and that team had come in and we were talking with them about it, and they were not that well-versed in what was going on. And while they were here, they found out that South by Southwest had been canceled, and they were just shattered and spent the rest of the day on the phone with agents, and we were all sort of seeing how it was unraveling everywhere.
You had to find a way to survive and to keep the doors open, or at least ready to be reopened when some of these restrictions have been lifted.
The model, I guess, was just trying to keep some of our staff busy and trying to engage with the bands and, you know, the musicians, if anybody was interested in doing a performance that would go out live over the internet, we were actively signing bands up to, you know, every weekend come up to the Cradle and play a set. But we, you know, managed to put a lot of great music. I mean, people were really excited about watching the streams. The Connells had 10,000, you know, people watch their live stream in October. Again, it didn't really raise any money to speak of for the club, but it helped to keep us occupied and to keep hope, you know, our hopes alive for the future of music, our live music.
Very important, because you're both instrumental in the North Carolina chapter or division of the National Independent Venues Association, right, NIVA. Yeah. And I want to talk about, just if you can, talk about, Frank, the galvanizing effect that the pandemic has had on you and your fellow club operators.
One of the key things that NIVA did when it started was to hire, you know, spend what money was available on hiring Aiken Gump, which is, you know, a very capable group that lobbies Congress.
Have clubs like yours seen any money yet from either state or federal government, or will you be seeing it?
We haven't seen a penny yet, but there's a promise from the head of the SBA.
And tell me about that. Just for someone who doesn't know, the SBA has promised grants.
There are grants for independent music venues.
But my understanding is up to 45% of 2019 gross revenue?
That's correct.
this bill was approved, it was SOS and it became SVOG, so Shuttered Venue Organizers Grant. And it expanded beyond just independent venues. Operators Grant, right? Shuttered Venue Operators Grant. And expanded beyond just indie venues into small museums and indie movie theaters and a few other performing arts kinds of organizations. And that was approved at $16 billion in December. And was expected to have been delivered long ago, but has just been delayed.
Heather Lagarde is looking forward to taking visiting bands out for kayak tours of the Haw River, one of the perks of playing the ballroom.
The connection to the river is a big part of what we feel we have to offer when bands are going on a pretty intensive tour and want to come somewhere where they can really have a break.
Come hear Uncle John's band by the riverside.
There's a lot more about how music venues have tried to weather the past year on the Tested podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Rusty Jacobs.